rise up on our feet for the reading of God's word and for prayer, and then Serge will continue with the proclamation of this word.
Dear Lord, we say thank you this morning because you have something for us. Our hearts are open, our mindset ready to receive what you have planned for us. And we pray that your word will speak and that you'll have to do what only you can do this morning for the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. Please, you can have a seat. I just want to say again, thank you to the pastoral team, especially to Reverend Joshua Lusenge, for this opportunity to share the word of God this morning. My name is Serge Kiripi, and I serve here at Gomaville with the media and sound department, and it's a pleasure to be here again sharing the word. So I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them good morning from Serge. And then go next and ask them how has been their week. Thank you. This week has been a good but also challenging week in our city. On Friday morning, it was a morning like any other morning. I woke up early in the morning. I had to do what I always do every morning, pray, read my words, and then get ready to go for work. And then at a particular time of that morning, I took my phone to check on what was going on. And I ended up to the news that affected the entire city. The news that was showing the bombing of the refugee camp in Mugunga. It was a tough morning for me. I sat and I was like, how comes that people who have been running away for their life to come in a city that they feel like it will be a safe city for them, they have going dying in it? I couldn't understand. And I was thinking, what went wrong? What is going on for this to happen? And I scrolled in my phone to try to see people's opinion. On my shock, I didn't see any opinion of any church around the city. I could see people complaining, but the church was quiet. And you and I are the church. Does it seem normal for us to not say anything? Is it that we have get used to what is going on to a point that it does not affect our life again? Does it seem normal for us to just see and say, oh, that has happened again, and then continue moving in our daily life in a normal way? That was so sad. But this morning, I was given this opportunity to share on a topic called The Price of an Impacting Life. And the readings will come from Isaiah chapter 60, from verse 1 to 3. I'll be reading in the NIV version. And the Bible says, arise, shine. Tell your neighbor, arise, shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appear over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Isaiah is picturing a future vision of the city of Zion. a city of Zion. And the picture that he has, it's a picture that projects the prosperity, the light, the security, the health and wealth of the city of Zion. This city of Zion, the Bible, when it talks about Zion, it talks in general about Jerusalem and Israel. And he's picturing the reconstruction of this city because earlier it was ruined. It has suffered with violence of war. It has suffered a lot with different things. And Isaiah is having a vision of this city. This city is not different from the city we are living in today. A city that has been affected with war. A city that has been affected with violence. A city whose streets are crying and have a lot of pain. A city that suffered a lot. Goma, Congo, is not that different from that city of Zion that Isaiah is talking about. And at some point, we have to come and sit and picture the future of this nation. We have to picture the future of a city that has survived from different attacks. We have to picture a nation that has survived from war more than 30 years. And that will give us hope to trust and believe that God has a plan for us. That God is still on the throne in this nation. But as a church, as believers, we have to stand and to stand firm on our ground. Speak loud about the things that are going on. And if we don't do that, then we have a problem. There is no way we'll have a church that has a wealth to impact the community we live in. But how do we do? How do we stand on our ground? How do we impact the life? How do we impact the community? And what is the price that we'll pay for that? I'll be talking about three things. The first thing that we'll be talking about will be, if we want to impact the life and the community we live in, we'll have to make some move. And the first move will be, we have to move from being a church or believer that have only informations, but believers who have also the possibility of transformation. So we have to move from information to transformation. The second point, we'll have to move from being a church of spectators to a church of players. And the third point, we'll have to move from being in decisive church to a point of being decisive church. A church that has a decision to speak, a decision to take. Let's move from information to transformation. As believers, we have been having a lot of information that we keep on receiving daily in our churches. As believers, the information we have, we don't put them into practice, into action. And that has been noticed when we are moving around the town at our workplace and people see and know that you are a Christian, but you don't act like one. And people get disappointed with us. And they're like, if that's how being a Christian look like, then I may not be a Christian. Our life are not impacting because the action we put into our word are totally different. In church, when we pray, we use word, we use Bible verses, and we use them correctly. But out there, what do we say? I may be a Christian, but at this time, I will not accept it. We can't separate who we are when situations are not favorable to us. Instead, we have to stand firm and show the really identity of who we are in Christ, even when tough situation comes into our way. That's being a Christian. And our identity is that we have been accepted, redeemed, elected to do God's will. We have to move from the information. We have to turn into action the information we have into our mind, into actions. Transform the knowledge you have into action. Let your action speak louder than your word to be the Christian we want to see tomorrow. Transform your word into action. We, as Christian, we have been spectators instead of being a players. We look things from afar and we don't say anything. We keep on sitting, waiting things to happen, forgetting that we are the hands, we are the feet, we are the eyes, we are the ears of God. And God is calling us and say, move from being a spectator and be my hands. In situation like this, Isaiah is saying, rise and shine. When we are spectators, instead of being players, in Isaiah word, it means we have arisen. We are awake, but we are not shining. And we should reach to a point where we have to move from being awake to the point of shining. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. For the light of God is upon you. God has chosen you to shine. It's God calling to you and say, rise and shine, cause I am with you. It's not your decision. It's not your thought. It's God calling upon you to rise and shine. As spectators, we believe that things will happen by its own. We pray, and we hardly believe that God hears our prayers. True, He does. But remember, apart from your prayers, you have to move and do something. There are things that you will pray for and pray again and again and again and again till the day you rise and go and touch, you won't see the difference. I always say, you can't ask God to give you salt and still keep on praying, God, give me salt to put in my sauce, because you don't have. Till the time you rise and go and see the neighbor, that salt will not fall from heaven to your saucepans. Rise, you have prayed, God will direct you where to go. rise and shine. As a church, we have been praying for this nation. We have been praying over and over, over and over. But when it comes to time to go on streets and show things, we are like, that is not the thing that the church has to do. Let me say, there will be a big impact if on the front line we have pastors, fathers of Catholic churches, moving with the crowd, saying we are saying no for whatever is happening in this city. But when it's time to go on the street, what do? We watch from the TV. Because we believe that that is not what the church has to do. As a believer, I can't do that. That is does not belong to us. It's for them. Rise and shine. For your light has come. You have been elected for this. Move from being a spectator to a player. And you'll see things happening and changing. Thank God that in our churches we have different leaders who have been able to move. And today we can see their impact in our community. I may not mention their name because I'm not here to do a publicity of any person. But you know them. They have been speaking loud and loud about this nation. Move from being indecisive to a decisive person. When it comes to take decision about things that are happening, we don't know how to do that. See, darkness is covering the earth, but the glory of God is upon you. God himself is with you. And whatever decision you'll take, I'm sure will be directed by God. Only if you have to seek his will about it. What has been the position of the church about whatever circumstance is going on? Not only in Congo, in Israel, in Ukraine, in Russia. What has been the decision of the church about homosexuality, about transgender? Why have we been quiet on the things that are affecting our society? What are we afraid of? Why are we not speaking anything? Leaving our congregation confused is exposing them to take any decision that may affect their life and their soul. The church, believers, we have to speak loud about what is going on. It's not only about war in Congo. It's about all those stuff where we have to rise and shine. The field you are working on, the field of medicine, construction, business, God is asking us to rise and shine. Recently, the Catholic Church, they show their decision when it came to transgender and homosexuality. And they speak loud. And we have to know how they oppose the leadership. What are we doing as a church about such things? Are we waiting till our time to be affected arrives so that we can speak? Or we are afraid of something? If we want to be believers who have an impact, we have to speak and speak loud about whatever is going on. We have to take a decision. We have to speak our decision on whatever is going on. The life, the price of an impacting life. Do we want to impact the community we live in? Do we want to change things around us, we have to move from information to transformation. We have to move from being spectators to players. And we have to take a decision. That is our responsibility. Yes, we may lose our relations, we may lose treasure, we may lose resources, but at the end, the question is, what will we gain to have the entire world and lose the soul because we're not able to make those moves? May the Lord bless you.